外困塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年6月15日，星期六。夜瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣简博加瓦塔的早课，感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I apologize for missing class suddenly last week. I really don't like to do that, but somehow it happened.
我非常抱歉，就是上个星期给大家缺了一次课，然后我非常不愿意给大家就是中间停课，然后但是这事情就这么发生了，没有办法。
So we'll resume reading the story of Ajamil. We're in the second chapter of the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam.
那么我们今天会再继续的来讲述关于第六篇第二章阿加米勒的故事。
But before we do that, we'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
不过在我们讲这故事之前，先来一起唱一下 Jaya Radha Madhava, Radhava.
Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vajja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vajja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana ChariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana BalavaGirivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vajja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vajja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vajja Jana Rajana Yamuna Kira Vana ChariYamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitya Gopinanda Hari Hari Bol Okay, Narayani, did you move yet?
Not yet, next weekend.
okay. Let's see. I think we're on text 23.
Yes.
Okay. Text 23, chapter 2, canto 6. Srimad Bhagavatam, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
圣典博加瓦坛第六篇第二章的第23诗节，然后这一章节的题目是 Vishnu 的使者拯救阿加米勒。
So at this point in the story,Ajamil, he's been freed by the Vishnu Dutas, and the Yama Dutas have left all dejected. They've gone back to their master Yamaraj, and the Vishnu Dutas, they cut the ropes of the Yama Dutas that were binding Ajamil, and he was supposed to have died, but he's still alive.
所以说故事进展到现在的这一点上，就是阿扎米勒被 Vishnu 的使者们给拯救了，解救了出来，而 Yamadutta 们呢，就是由于这个任务的这种失败，然后他们就回到了自己的主人 Yamaraj 那里，就离开了当时那个故事的现场，而 Vishnudutta 实际上就是砍断了这个阿扎米勒手上的这个绳索，然后及时拯救了他，以至于他就没有死亡。
So, Ajamil, he was experiencing a lot of emotions, but maybe the predominant emotion he was feeling was relief, because he just like a prisoner that was just about to be executed, and now he's saved.
而我们可以想象阿扎米勒就是在这个过程当中真的是体验了非常多非常多类型的这些情绪，而其中最主要的一股情绪的话呢，就是可以他肯定是感到大松一口气，这种大大的宽慰。为什么？因为他相当于是个犯人一样，然后即将就是被要押到这个执行这个死刑的现场，但是的话呢，在那一刻的时候他就一下被释放了。
So he's feeling great relief, and he's also feeling grateful.
因此他不仅同时是感到大松一口气，而同时的话呢，他还觉得是非常心怀感恩之情的。
Grateful to be alive.
感恩自己依然还活着。
Maybe grateful to have a second chance.
甚至是感恩自己还有第二次机会。
And he's very grateful, especially to his saviors.
而特别他对于拯救自己的人是更加有心怀感恩之情的。
So if you are rescued by someone, naturally you're going to feel so much gratitude towards them.
所以说如果你是被某一个人给拯救了的话，自然而然你就会对这个人心怀有巨大的感恩之情。
I remember, of course I had so many different patients, as a, 25 years as a rescue worker.
当然就是在我25年作为这个急救人员的职业生涯当中，可以记得起很多的我治疗过的这种不同种类的病人。
But I remember, one year I had this a little girl who fell out of the third story of a window. She was only 3 years old.
但是我记得就其中有一年有个小女孩，她当时只有几岁大的样子，但是却从这个三楼上面掉了下去。
And she had beautiful blonde hair.
她有着非常漂亮的金色的头发。
And she had a broken arm.
但是她的手臂却被摔断了。
And a head injury.
然后头部那个地方也是就是受伤了。
And she wasn't conscious.
然后当时最开始她都是完全没有知觉的。
So anyway, I remember her, of course, her mother and father, they were so upset. They thought, their daughter may die.
当然就是可以想象她的父母哈，在那一刻是非常非常痛苦的，非常这种就是焦虑的，因为认为自己的女儿可能就已经会死掉了。
I remember her name was Madison.
然后我记得这个小姑娘的名字叫 Madison.
And at first she was unconscious, but gradually she opened her eyes. She had beautiful blue eyes.
然后我记得最开始她都完全没有知觉，摔晕过去了。然后慢慢的她睁开眼睛，然后睁开眼睛的时候就看到她有非常漂亮的蓝色的眼睛。
But she was still in shock, so she wasn't speaking at all. She was just looking at me.
但是当他看到我的时候，他都没有办法说话，都依然处于那种震惊的状态当中。
And she didn't even seem to recognize her parents.
然后他看上去的表情都仿佛是没有认出自己的爸妈一样。
So of course her parents would, they knew something horrible was wrong.
当然他的父母都知道，肯定就是有某个很糟糕的事情已经发生了。
Anyway, we, you know, we splinted her arm and, you know, immobilized her in case she had a spinal injury, and we took her to the trauma center.
所以说我们就把她的那个手臂然后给她包扎好，然后把她给放到那个救护车上，然后送到那个医院当中去看一下，主要是检查她有没有这个脊椎上的这个摔断的这个现象。
So a trauma center is a special hospital. There's only one in San Francisco. Not most hospitals are not trauma centers. Of expertise and preparedness.
What?
Well, they have to be prepared. They have to have surgeons on duty.
I see. 然后所以说当时送到那家医院的话呢，实际上是一家很特别的医院，叫做那种创伤中心，然后整个那个三藩市的话就只有这一家是这种很特别的这个医院，然后所以这医院当中的工作人员都有极高的这种技能，能够来随时随地为病人就是做手术。
Yeah, soPeople who have traumatic accidents or gunshots or something like that, they need immediate surgery, and those surgeons have to be expert, you know, with the brain or with the different parts of the body. So they have to have a whole group of surgeons that are immediately available to operate.
而就是由于就是人们可能会由于这种创伤性的这种意外事故，然后或者是这种枪伤，然后因此就身体就是遭受各种各样的这些问题的话，就要立刻进行这个外科手术。而这个中心的话呢，他们就是准备了一群的这些外科医专长的一个领域，比如说头部啊，或者是身体的各个部位，然后所以他们就随时待命那种状况。
So in the San Francisco Bay Area, there's lots of hospitals and millions of people, but there's only three trauma centers.
它的那个海湾地区的话呢，居住有成百万的这些人群，有很多的医院，但是总共就只有三家这种很特别的医院。
So we were only 10 minutes away from this trauma center, so we brought her right there.
而我们当时那个事发现场的话呢，离那个其中的一家这个特别的医院只有十分钟的路程，所以说我们就把这小姑娘送到了那儿。
And fortunately, Madison made a full recovery.
然后非常幸运的就是这个叫 Madison 的小姑娘就完全的康复了。
But her parents were so grateful.
而他的父母是如此的心怀感激。
That for about 5 years, every year I would get a letter from them with a picture of Madison.
然后有五年的时间，每一年我都会从他爸妈那里收到一封信，然后信里面就会有这个小姑娘的一张照片。
So naturally, we're grateful to someone who rescues us physically, but also spiritually.
因此自然而然的，我们对于一个在躯体上拯救了我们的人，或者是在灵性上拯救我们的人，是非常心存感激的。
Especially spiritually, because the body is going to die anyway.
而且特别是在灵性上是更加有心怀感激情的，因为躯体总是会死亡的。
So, Ajamil, he was very cognizant of the fact.That the Vishnu Dutas had not only rescued him from immediate death and going to hell, but also spiritually they had awakened him.
因此阿加米勒是非常清楚，在当时那一刻 ，Vishnu Dutta 不仅是拯救了他，不会去往死亡，然后并且去到地狱星球，并且同时在灵性上也唤醒了他。
So because he had heard.Their conversation, glorifying God in His holy name.
因为阿加米勒听到了他们的这场谈话，这个荣耀主的谈话。
So now he's also feeling grateful to God in the form of His name, because it was the holy name actually that rescued him.
而因此当阿加米勒就是听到这一场关于荣耀主的圣名的谈话之后，就更加的对主的圣名心怀感恩了，因为正是主的圣名才拯救了他。
Okay, so that's the background for today's verse.
因此刚才我们讲到的就是今天这个诗节的一个背景信息。
So we'll chant text 23 and then do the word for word translation and purport.
因此我们就一起来看一下第23诗节的梵文诗节字对字的翻译、译文以及要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tam Vikshasum Abhipretya Mahapurusha Kinkara Sahasa Pashatastasya Tantra Trar Dadare Naga Tam.
他阿加米勒
Vivekshum
想要说
Abhipretya
了解
Mahapurusha Kinkara
主 Vishnu 的命令执行官
Sahasa
突然
Pashyata Tasya
在他看的时候
Tatra
那里
Antarda dire
消失
Anaga
无罪的帕瑞克希特王啊、
Yeah, so Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Pariksit.
因此在这里是 Sukadeva Goswami 在对帕瑞克希特王讲话。
So he is telling the story.
这是 Sukadeva Goswami 在讲这个故事。
O sinless Maharaj Pariksit, the order carriers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnu Dutas, saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence.
希特王啊，至尊人格守神的命令执行官 Vishnu Duta 们看到阿加米勒试图要说些什么，就突然从他面前消失了。Can I continue with purport?
Yes, please.
Okay. 要旨，经典中说，十分罪恶，行为不端，会有很邪恶的习惯，不承认神的存在，不尊敬外斯纳瓦或 Brahmana, 且乱吃东西的人必会早死。经典中说，在卡利年代，一个人最多能活100岁，但随着人们越来越堕落，他们的寿命也就越来越短暂。阿加米勒现在因为清除了恶报，所以尽管本该立刻死去，但寿命却被延长了。当 Vishnu 的命令执行官们看到阿加米勒试图对他们说些什么的时候，他们立刻消失，好给他机会赞美至尊主。由于他所有的恶报都被清除一尽，他现在准备颂扬至尊主的光荣。事实上，人除非完全免于罪恶活动，否则无法赞美至尊主。就有关这一点，在薄伽梵歌第七章的第28节诗中，主 Krishna 本人就说，在前世和今生行善并彻底清除了恶报的人，摆脱由错觉产生的相对性，坚定地为我服务。Vishnu 的命令执行官们使阿加米勒做奉爱服务的本性苏醒过来，以便他有可能立刻变得适合回归家园，回到守神身边。为增加他对颂扬至尊主的渴望，他们消失不见，以使他在他们不在的情况下感到离别之情。怀着离别的情感赞美至尊主的时候，感情会十分强烈。 End of report.
Thank you.Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksarun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namanamam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakte Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastaja Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vantakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于黑暗的愚昧之中，灵性导师用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
Offer my obeisances unto him.
我虔诚地顶拜我的灵性导师。
And pray for his blessings.
祈祷能得到他的祝福。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the listeners who are participating in this Srimad Bhagavatam class today.
并且我谦卑地顶拜今天来参加这次博迦瓦坦早课的所有的聆听者。
And may all living beings be happy and freed from suffering.
愿所有的生物体都快乐，都从苦难中解脱出来。
And may all living beings awaken and become aware of their own being and their relationship with the Supreme Being, Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都能觉醒开来，能够觉知到他们真正的存在和与至尊主永恒的关系。
So, the Vishnu Duttas are looking at Ajamil and they're noticing that he's about to say something to them and they disappear.
因此在这个世界中就说到，维什努都塔看到阿迦米勒就是要开口对他们说话的时候，注意到的时候，立刻他们就在他面前消失了。At
least.
至少我确定他肯定想说谢谢你，对吧？
And maybe much more.
甚至很有可能还会说更多的话。But
the Vishnu Duttas, they left.
但是维什努都塔却立刻离开了。
And of course, because of Prabhupada's purport, we can understand the reason they left was actually to help him.
当然就是我们通过帕帕所写的这个要旨的话呢，就明白为什么维什努都塔会立刻离开阿迦米勒的话呢，其实原因就在于是要帮助他。
Yeah, they had awoken devotion to the Lord within him, his heart. And now they were actually fanning his spark, helping him to deepen in devotion.
他们已经就是唤醒了阿迦米勒内心当中对于主的奉爱之情，而现在他们就是通过离开他面前的话呢，来更加的去煽起这个火苗，然后能够更加深化他的这个奉爱之情。
Now Prabhupada, he begins the purport by stating that for a normal sinful person, it's not actually possible for them to glorify the Lord.
A normal sinful person.
A normal person who is sinful.
It's not
possible for them. They're not inclined. They don't have the inclination actually to glorify the Lord.
I see. 所以说在要旨的一开头，帕帕首先就描述了这些就是很罪恶的这些普通人的话呢，是基本上根本没有任何的倾向要去荣耀主的圣名，荣耀主的这个荣耀的。
And even they may be very resistant to even saying the name of God.
他们甚至非常抵触，不愿意去提到神的这个字眼，都提都不想提。
Actually, there's a strong resistance towards God.
实际上他们真的是内心对于神的话有巨大的这种抗拒之心。
Yeah, so Prabhupada says for a person who is sinful, misbehaved, unclean in their habits.
因此帕帕在这里写到，对于一个非常罪恶、行为不端或者是有很邪恶的习惯的人。
Right, they may be against the existence of God.
他们可能会反对有神的存在。
You know, just as there are people very eager to convert others into belief in God, there's equally people who are eager to convince others there is no God.
所以说这个世界上的话，总是有这些人是非常急切的，想要去说服他人，想要去传教，然后来说服他人能够真正去相信有上帝的存在。同样的，也有这么一群人是非常急切迫切的想去说服他人，这个世界上是根本没有上帝的存在的。
And they naturally disrespect believers in God, like the Vaishnavas and the Brahmins.
而这些人的话呢，自然就会非常不尊重神的这个追随者，比如说像麦斯纳瓦呀，或者是婆罗门那等等。
Yeah, they take pride in criticizing those who believe in God.
而实际上他们去批评这些有神论者，批评这些追求神的。
Yeah, sometimes they consider believers in God as less intelligent.
有时他们认为对于上帝的这些信仰者来说，实际上是智商更低的。
Or just psychologically weak.
或者就是心理上比较脆弱的。
Yeah, you're just trying to escape. The material world is a rough place and you can't accept it. So, and you just want to, you want a crutch. You want to lean on just some sort of belief to help you get through your misery.
而他们会认为这个物质世界是如此的这种可怕，不叫可怕，叫做很有挑战性。然后而这些心理脆弱的呀，这些人，然后他们就会觉得需要去抓住一个绳索，抓住一根稻草，或者叫做找到一个心理寄托，然后从而来逃离这个物质世界的痛苦。
So one may be actively against God or passively against God.
而一个人有可能是很积极主动的去反对神，或者是消极，不叫消极，叫做被动的去反对神。
An example of some, well, I don't really care. It doesn't matter.
而举个例子，什么叫做对被动的去反对神呢？比如说一个人可能会说啊，我不那么在意啊，然后I don't really care. And what's the last one?
It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's God or not God. It doesn't matter to me.
所以说这个有没有上帝的存在，这个对我来说真不重要。
Just let me enjoy.
就让我好好享受这个世界就行。
And Prabhupada mentions that these type of people, they'll eat anything.
而帕帕在这要旨中就提到，像这种类型的人的话呢，就会去吃任何的东西，所有的东西都会吃下肚子。
Right, I mean, ultimately, there's no ultimate reason to be a moral good person if there's no higher power, right? Because we're just going to die anyway.
There is no ultimate reason to be a morally high person because there's no higher power.
Right. That everything is just chaos, and ultimately there's no meaning.
Yeah. 而这实际上没有任何最终的理由要使得一个人努力的去成为一个道德上非常高尚的一个人。为什么？因为所有的一切都是混乱的，都是无序的，因为物质世界就是来自于物质嘛，所以他们是这样认为的。那么这个世界上这个宇宙当中没有这种更高的力量的存在，那么为什么就要去就是做一个这种道德高尚的人呢？
Of course, sometimes they say, no, even if there is no higher power, we should be moral because we want human beings to evolve and advance.
而当然他们有时也会说，我们之所以就是要道德上就是要遵循一定的道德原则，尽管是没有这个更高的力量存在的，但是人类却必须要通过这种有道德上的发展，从而才能够得以去进化和发展。
Yeah, we should be interested in humanity as a whole.
我们应该对于人性这整个一块是感兴趣的。
But that's a very weak argument.
但实际上这种说法是非常薄弱的。
Because if you're going to die and become nothing, what does it matter?
因为如果你到死了，然后你到成为无，成为零，那到底又什么是很重要的呢？
So Prabhupada mentions that a person who lives a sinful life actually can decrease the time that they were originally meant to spend in that body.
所以帕帕在这个第一个自然段当中就提到，对于那些就是这种过罪恶生活的人，他们很有可能会减少，就是他们原本是可以多活这么多年的，但是由于过了很罪恶的这种生活，就会减少他们的这个寿命。
So I guess Prabhupada calls it an untimely death.
Untimely death. 所以我猜帕帕应该是把这个称作为叫做 untimely death.
Yeah.
Let me check the word. 稍等，我看一下啊，这个词 untimely. 过早的，对，过早的死去。就帕，我猜帕帕把这个就称为叫做过早的死去，或者是不到时间的就死亡。
It's just those who are very sinful, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmins, and who eat anything and everything, untimely death is sure.
因此这个第一句话当中，就是这些十分罪恶的人，然后不承认神的存在，不尊敬万斯纳瓦和婆罗门，并且乱吃东西的人，必会早死。所以这个早死在这里面用的那个词的话，就是指过早的死亡。
So I guess a timely death is if you die at the time you're supposed to die.
所以我想那既然那如果有这种早死的概念的话，那相反的话，这种恰当在恰当的时间死亡的话呢，就是指你本来在这个年龄去世的，那么刚好你在这个年龄去世了，那么这个就叫做恰当时间的离世。
And an untimely death would mean that you die before you were supposed to.
而这个早死的话呢，就会称之为就是在你本应该死亡的年龄之前，结果你就已经死亡了。
Of course, nobody knows when they're supposed to die, right?
当然，我们没有谁能够知道自己什么时候该死，对吧？
So, in one sense, untimely is.Just an expression of speech.
Oh, expression of speech. 因此的话呢，从这个角度来看，实际上这个地方提到的早死、过早的死亡的话，实际上它只是一种语言表达而已。
Yeah. So normally, if you know, people die in a plane, you know, in a car crash or a plane crash, or suddenly, you know, get a disease and die the next day, we think, oh, that's an untimely death.
所以说在很多时候的话呢，如果一个人要是比如说死于一场车祸呀，或者是这个飞机事故啊，然后或者是这种就是突然间一种疾病的突发，然后结果第二天就死亡了，那么我们就会把这个称作为叫做过早的死亡。
Or we think most people die after they're 80 years old, so if you die before that, it's untimely.
或者是很多人会认为就是在80岁以后死亡的话呢，才是正常的死亡时机时期，因此一旦你没有到80岁就去世的话，那也就被称为叫做过早的死亡。
So ultimately, of course, our birth and our death are controlled ultimately by God.
当然最终我们的出生和死亡都是由神掌管的。
And normally we have
而很多时候的话，正常情况下我们都会有一个固定的就是这个时间表，相当于就是究竟能活多长，然后会在什么时间死亡。
Even if we don't know when that is, God and the demigods know.
即便是我们不知道自己会什么时候死去，但是神和半神人们都知道的。
But apparently from this verse it seems that if someone is very sinful, they might die before they were supposed to.
那么很明显的话，从这个诗节就能够看到，就是那些非常罪恶的那些人的话呢，就很有可能会在自己本应该死亡的这个时期之前就提前死去。
Or just the opposite.
或者是刚好相反。
For a devotee, if the Lord chooses, the lifetime may be extended for the purpose of service.
那么刚好相反的情况下，那就是对于奉献者来说，那么主可能会延长一个奉献者的这个寿命，就是可能在他本应该在这段时期去世，但是却延长他寿命，使他更多活好多年。那么这个目的的话，就是为了使得这位奉献者能够更多的做服务。
So this appears to be the case for Ajamil.
This
appears to be the case with Ajamil. His life was extended.
所以说这个状况的话呢，就发生在阿加米勒的这个身上了，然后他的生命就被延长了。
Because he was freed from his sinful reactions. According to his sinful reactions, he should have died and went to hell.But he'd been freed from his sinful reaction, so his lifetime was extended.
由于本来他所遭受的这个罪恶活动的业报的话呢，是使得他应该在那个时间死去，然后并且去往地狱星球受苦。但是由于他被这个罪恶活动的业报当中给拯救了出来，然后直接解脱了，因此的话呢，他就寿命就被延长了。
So that's one point Prabhupada makes in the purport here.
这就是他在要旨当中提到的一点。
That if you're very sinful, your lifespan may be decreased, and if you're free from sins, and you become a devotee of the Lord, then your lifetime may be extended.
因此这一点就是在说，如果一个人是非常罪恶的。这种过罪恶的人生的话，那么他的寿命就会减少。而如果一个人从罪恶活动当中解脱出来，成为神的奉献者，那么他的寿命就会延长。
But we're speaking these points in a greater context.
不过我们却要基于一个更大的这个一个画面，更大的一个图景来谈到这些点。
Now the context is who can glorify the Lord.
而这个更大的这个背景点的话，就是在说谁才能够去荣耀神呢？
Yeah, or who can engage in devotional service with determination?
或者说谁能够带着坚决的决心来从事奉爱服务呢？
According to this verse, and also according to a verse Prabhupada quoted in the purport from Bhagavad Gita, you can only be steady in devotional service.If you're freed from sinful reactions.
那么根据今天的这个师节，以及根据帕帕在要旨当中提到的薄伽梵歌的这个7.28的这个师节的话呢，我们就能够明白，只有一个人能够从罪恶活动的业报当中解脱出来，才能够坚定的、稳定的为主做奉爱服务。
And unless you're freed from sinful reactions, you will not.Be inspired, you know, to chant the name of the Lord or to glorify the Lord or to listen to the glories of the Lord.
而除非你能够从所有的这些罪恶活动的恶报当中解脱出来，那么否则你也不会是这种充满灵感、充满鼓舞的想去念诵主的圣名，然后也不会想要去荣耀主的这个圣名，然后可能也没有这种就是。极大的意愿想要去聆听关于主的荣耀。
And so it's understood that Ajamil he's about to glorify the Lord and the Vishnu Dutas because he's been freed from sins.
Because he's 那么在这个世界当中，我们就能明白，然后阿加米勒他即将想要开口去荣耀主，然后因为那一刻的时候，他就已经从罪恶活动的业报当中解脱了出来。
Of course, when you're free from sin, you're also freed from illusion.
当然，当你能够从罪恶当中解脱出来的时候，那就意味着你也从幻觉当中解脱了出来。
Right, the reason we're in illusion is because of our past sins.
而我们之所以会活在幻觉之中，这是由于我们在过往生世、过往的时间所做出的罪恶活动。
Right, from ignorance, we have sinful desires.
那么由这种愚昧无知的话呢，就诞生出了罪恶活动的欲望。
And then we engage in sinful activities.
有了这个罪恶活动的欲望，就会进行这个罪恶活动。
Then we become attached to sense gratification.
而后我们就会变得执着于、依附于这种感官享乐。
Because we have those impressions now in our mind of this particular kind of enjoyment.
因为现在在我们的心灵当中有了这样一个印象，那么就是用这样一种特定的方式来享受感官的话呢，会是让我觉得非常快乐的，那么这个时候就会，这就是对感官享乐的执念就诞生了。
Right, we did it. We liked it. Now I want to do it again.
我曾经干过这事儿，然后我真的很喜欢这个事情，那以后我再继续来做。
See, that's part of the sinful reaction. I want to do it again.
而这个就是罪恶活动的反应，那就是我想要再来做一次。这就是罪恶活动的反应。
It's a burning fire that you can never put out as long as you keep feeding it.
这个就真的是 一堆熊熊燃烧的火焰，除非你不再去这个滋养它，不再去就是喂养它，那么否则的话它会一直燃烧下去。
So to illustrate this point, Prabhupada quotes this very important verse from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 28.
那么所以我们再来去好好的谈一下他在要旨当中提到的薄伽梵歌的这个非常重要的诗节 7.28.
It explains how the jiva becomes entrapped in the mind, entrapped in illusion.
而这个诗节就解释了 Jiva 个体灵魂是怎么样被陷在这个心意当中，困陷在这个心意当中，困陷在这个躯体当中的。
Yeah, so we'll repeat the verse again.
所以我们再来去重复一下这个诗节。
Yesham tvadgatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te danva mohanir mukta vajante mam dridhavrata.Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose simple reactions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination.
在前世和今生行善，并彻底清除了恶报的人，从错觉产生的相对性当中解脱出来，并坚定地为我服务。
So, it's mentioned at the time of initiation, one becomes freed from sinful reactions.
因此就提到在这个启迪的那一刻的时候，一个人就会从这个恶报当中解脱出来，他的这些罪恶活动的业报反应就会被洗净掉。
And one becomes, determined in devotional service.
一个人就会在做奉爱服务当中变得有极大的决心。
Of course, Prabhupada, he often uses the word immediately. He uses it in this connection too. He says, Ajamil, he became aware, you know, of devotion to the Lord, and immediately he became fit to return home back to Godhead.
当然帕帕是经常会提到这个词，这个字眼叫做立刻，那么就在这个要旨当中的话呢，就提到阿迦米勒，当他感受到自己对主对神的这个奉献之情的时候，他就使得他立刻能够回归家园，立刻变得适合能够回归家园，回到守神身边。
So immediate also, you know, time is relative.
但是实际上时间是一种相对的东西，对吧？
Is, so we know that actually, when one seriously takes to devotional service, and of course initiation is a serious commitment, then one begins to become free from sinful reactions.
When one takes a commitment to engage in devotional service like initiation,then one becomes free from sinful reactions. 因此当一个人非常严肃认真的想要对奉爱服务许下这个坚固长久的承诺，那么就比如说去这个接受启迪，那么的话他这个人就会从罪恶活动的业报当中解脱出来。
Of course, it's it's a very mysterious thing.
当然这实际上是非常玄秘的非常神秘的这样一种事情。
But it's also very practical.
但实际上也是非常切实非常实际的一件事儿。
Right, so when we take shelter of a guru and we begin to follow his orders, that's a very practical thing.
当我们去托庇于一位灵性导师，当我们去遵循灵性导师的训谕的时候，那么这些做法都是非常实际的。
Actually, our material mind and body become spiritualized.
实际上从这个时候开始，我们物质的躯体和物质的心意就开始被灵性化了。
It becomes prasadam.
我们的物质的躯体和物质的心意就变成了 prasadam.
So when we offer something to Krishna and it becomes prasadam, that's very mysterious.
当我们就是像 Krishna 供奉东西的时候，这些东西就变成了 prasadam， 然后这真的是很神秘的，对吧？
It still looks the same. The flower looks the same. The food looks the same.
然后我们供奉的花朵呀，供奉的食物啊，这些你供奉完以后，它还是那个样子。
It tastes the same. It looks the same.
然后吃起来味道也是那样，然后看起来样子完全没有任何的变化。
It smells the same.
然后味道也是一样的。
But on a subtle level, on a spiritual level, there's a change.
但是在这个灵性的层面上，在这个很精微的层面上，然后你供奉了的东西的话，就是真的是有大变化的。
Yeah. So the spiritual master, he says, now you have to follow the four regulated principles and chant 2 hours a day.
现在你的灵性导师对你说，你必须要遵循四项规范原则，必须每天至少要练诵2个小时。
Yeah, so no more sinful actions.
所以说就没有不要再做这个罪恶活动了。
Yeah, so the mind and the body really they do begin to change.
因此的话，从这个时候开始，你的心意和身体就真的开始发生变化了。
And they become dedicated in the service of the Lord.
你的身体和心意就会变进行弘来服务了。
From the spiritual point of view, everything is one. Nothing is separate from the Lord. It's only separate in our consciousness, in our mind.
从灵性的角度来看，所有事物，万事万物都是一，没有任何事物是与主相分离的，而只不过是在我们的知觉意识当中，我们才会觉得自己跟主是相分离的。
We imagine that we exist separate from God, or that there's no God.
我们想象自己是与神相分离的，然后或者是想象这世界上根本就没有神。
But in reality, nothing is separate.
但是在现实当中却没有任何事物是与主与神相分离的。
The light of our consciousness coming from God.
我们生命光芒就是来自于主的。
Yeah, the energy of our, you know, physical body and our mind, the subtle body coming from God.
我们躯体的能量，我们这个精微躯体心意的这些能量都是来源于神的。
Nothing can exist. The electricity can't exist separate from the powerhouse.
电就是不可能能够跟这个发电厂是能够相分离，然后单独存在的。
So, when we recognize that, you know, when we willingly surrender to the Lord through the spiritual master, that's a state of liberation.
State of liberation. 因此当我们能够看到这一点，能够承认看到并且很愿意主动的去臣服于主和主动的臣服于灵性导师，那么此刻我们就达到了这种解脱的状态。
Yeah, the illusion of separation now is dissolving.
这种分离的幻觉现在就被溶解掉了。
This is ignoring the Lord.
所以真的这个才是导致我们从事罪恶活动，导致我们遗忘的根本原因，那就是我们去
The source of sin is to think that I am God or there is no God.
罪恶活动的根源就是我认为我是神，我认为这世界上是没有上帝存在的。
That I can just do whatever I want and nothing can stop me.
所以说由于这世界上没有神的存在，我就可以去做任何我想做的事，没有任何事情任何人能够来阻拦我。
So, when we begin this process, we're not suddenly freed from sin, but gradually.
因此当我们开始这个奉爱服务的休息的时候，那么并不是立刻就从这个罪恶活动的业报当中解脱出来，而是渐渐的。
It brings us back to the beginning of this conversation between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Prickett.
而这一点就把我们带回到 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshita 王他们最开始讲话的那一块。
Really, they're discussing what does it really mean to be free from sin?
他们两人真的在谈论的就是什么才是从罪恶活动的业报当中解脱出来呢？
Yeah, so it's not only that we give up sinful actions.
因此不仅仅是我们放弃这个 sinful reaction, 这种罪恶活动的业报。
Sinful actions.
Sinful actions, 所以说不仅仅是我们放弃这个罪恶活动的行动，对，罪恶的行动。
Of course, that's part of it, right?
当然这个罪恶性的这些行动活动的话呢，它也是这个反应的一部分。
Yeah, one who's acted piously in previous lives and in this life.
一个人在前世和今生都非常虔诚的这样一个人。
And whose sinful actions are completely eradicated.
他的罪恶活动的业报是完全被彻底消除了的。
Yeah, so part of it is that we stop engaging in sinful activities like breaking the four regulative principles.
因此这个当中的一部分就是我们停止不再去做这些罪恶活动，就比如说这个四项规范原则，遵循四项规范原则。
But how do we know when our sinful actions are completely eradicated?
Sinful actions.
Yeah.
但是我们怎么才能知道自己的这个罪恶性的活动是完全被消除了的？
Well, when we no longer have the inclination to sin.
那就是当我们已经没有这种想要再去做罪恶活动的倾向，那么这个就是一个迹象，表明我们的这个罪恶性的活动真正是被彻底清除掉了。
As long as we still have the inclination.
而只要我们，那就意味着我们依然受到了愚昧无知的这种影响。
Yeah, so in one respect, but it takes a little time.
就是啪啪。回归家园，立刻。虽然从一个角度来说，确实是立刻，但是这中间还是需要一些时间的。
It's like baking a cake.
这就像烤蛋糕一样。
Right. When you put it in the oven, it's baking.
当我们把这个蛋糕放到这个烤箱里面的时候，它正在被烤嘛。
And then you have to stick a toothpick in it to see when it's actually done baking.
然后的话呢？过一段时间以后，你要把这个牙签给插到这个蛋糕当中，看一看是不是真的就烤好了。
Right, if you stick the toothpick in, toothpick, then it's not ready yet.
Oh, the butter stick to the toothpick.
Yeah.
然后因此，如果你要是把牙签上的话，那就表明这蛋糕还没烤好。
But when the cake is fully baked, then nothing will stick to the toothpick.
而如果蛋糕要是全完全烤好了的话呢，你把牙签插进去的时候是不会沾到任何东西的。
Right, so when we no longer identify with our mind and body, and we identify ourselves as a servant of Krishna, then we're baked, fully baked.
因此，当我们不再去认同于自己的物质的躯体和心意，当我们完全认为自己就是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的时候，那么这个时候我们就已经完全烤好了。
Yeah, so that's what it means to be freed from the duality of delusion.
所以这就是从二元性的幻觉当中解脱出来的意思。
The duality means that I exist independent of God. I am God or there is no God.
我是独立于神而单独存在的，或者说我认为我就是上帝，然后或者说我认为这世界上根本就没有神的存在。
But when we perceive that I don't exist, I only exist because of God, then there's no more duality. That's oneness.
而如果我们能够去感知到我之所以能够存在是由于有神的存在，那么这个时候就你就真的是觉悟到了一，就真的没有再有这种分离的这种知觉了。
Then our consciousness is, I belong to God and everything and everyone belongs to God. Nothing is mine.
那么这个时候我们的知觉就会转变成我是属于神的，而所有其他的一切也是属于神的。
So in that consciousness, Krishna says, "Vajante mandrita vrata." Then one steadily can worship me or glorify me.
而在这样的一种知觉状态当中，就如 Krishna 在这个世界当中提到的，那么这样一个人就会崇拜我，就会坚定的为我服务。
To bake a cake, we will, you know, we experience a gradual anartha or freedom from ignorance.
Ignorance. 那么，正如就是我刚才提到的这个例子，就是你烤蛋糕总是需要一些时间的。那么，我们也是需要一些时间，能够慢慢的从这个愚昧无知，慢慢的从这些 anartha 这些不解当中解脱出来。获得自由，就是有这个信仰信念，那么我相信神。
Then sadhu sangha, we want to associate with those who are on the path back to Godhead.
然后就是 sadhu sangha, 我们愿意和那些一起走在回归守神的道路上的人联谊。
Then there's bhajana kriya, we surrender to a group.
然后就是 Bhajana Kriya, 我们服务灵性导师，并且遵循灵性导师的训谕。
Right, we commit for the rest of our life to give up the four sinful activities and to chant every day 2 hours. That's a big commitment.
我们对灵性导师许下这样一个坚固、长久，并且非常非常沉重，不要沉重哈，这种重大的这样一个承诺。那么在余生当中的每一天都要遵循四项规范原则，都要至少念诵2个小时，这真的是非常重大的一个承诺。
Yeah, so now we start to really become free of ignorance and the tendency to commit sin.
Now we start to really become freed from the tendency to commit sinful activities.
From that ignorance, yeah.
那么现在我们就真的是开始就是能够从想要去从事罪恶活动的这个反应当中，这个倾向当中开始慢慢解脱出来了。
So Krishna describes this coming to the level of steadiness. This is anartha nirviti, and then we come to steadiness, nishtha.
From anartha nirviti to nishtha, steadiness.
Yeah.
所以说Krishna 就把这个阶段的话称之为叫做 anartha nirviti 这种不净不洁的清除，然后再到下一个阶段，那就是 nishtha 也就是稳定的阶段。
Yeah, so most of us were kind of in this in-between stage.
Between anartha and steadiness. 而我们当中大多数的话呢，都处于这两个阶段的中间位置，那就是在这个不竭的进化和这个稳定从事奉爱服这个两个阶段当中的位置。
So Krishna, he describes this kind of in-between stage in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita in verse
59. 然后 Krishna 就在《博迦梵歌》的第二章第五十九诗节谈到了这个中间地带的这一块。
Vishaya na rasa vraja misopyasya param dvishva nivartante. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Okay. So, Gurmaraj, I'm trying to open the website. Oh, now it opens. 大家稍等一下，我找一下这个世界哈，2.59。抑制感官的享乐，但是对感官对象的嗜好却依然存在。如果能够以更高品位的体验来放弃感官享乐的活动，那么一个人就能够专注于知觉之中。
Yeah, so in the beginning, you know, we start to follow the four regulator principles. We're restricting ourselves.
因此在奉爱服务休息的最开始阶段，我们遵循四项规范原则，然后用这些原则来限制我们的这种行为活动。
So, but we still have our memories of past, you know, sense pleasure and plans for future sense pleasure.
而我们却依然还有这种对于过往的这种享乐的这些记忆，以及对于在未来能够再次进行感官享乐的计划。
Imprisoned there.
时间都花在这个心意的牢笼当中，然后自己就像是一个囚犯一样被囚在这其中。
We still believe in our thoughts.
是真实的，是正确的。
But gradually we experience that, oh, I'm something different. I am the eternal consciousness.
但是渐渐的，随着奉爱服务的进行，我们就能够体验到自己是不同的，是并不是等同于自己的念头，等同于这个躯体，而自己是一种永恒的这个知觉的存在。
Yeah, so we spend more and more time in the reality of life in the present.
因此我们就会把更多的时间投入在当下此刻这个生命的真相的体会之中。
And when we're present, we experience wholeness, completeness, satisfaction.
而当我们真正临在于当下此刻，活在当下此刻的时候，我们就能感受到一种整体感，一种完整感，一种喜悦和平和感。
And that our life, our consciousness is coming from God.
我们就能感受到自己的生命和知觉都是来自于主的。
Yeah, so, and that becomes a higher taste.
而这个就会成为更高的品味。
So even though the lower taste might be there for a while, now we're getting the taste of our real life.
那么即便是我们这种较低的品味还依然会存在一段时间，但是的话呢，the higher taste,
of our real life, of, you know, the joy of being itself.
Now we have that.
Gradually.
而所以说即便是我们现在还有这样一段时间都是会依然去享受这种较低的品味，但是现在我们也开始体验到这种更高的品味，这种自己存在喜悦的这种味道。
And as we chant the name of the Lord, we feel a relationship with him.
当我们在念诵主的圣名的时候，我们就会感受到和他之间的关系。
So gradually, we become baked. No, you stick in a toothpick and nothing sticks anymore.
那么就渐渐的我们就会被烤好了，就是拿根牙签插在我们身上的话呢，不会沾上黄油什么的，就表明就已经烤好了。
Yeah, so the definition of pure bhakti to Rupa Goswami is that it's unmotivated and uninterrupted.
因此对纯粹的 Bhakti 的定义，那么根据这个圣典波迦瓦坛以及根据 Rupa Goswami 的这个定义的话呢，那就是纯粹的 Bhakti 是没有任何动机的，是完全不会被中断的。
Right, so we're not looking to get anything.
我们并不是试图通过父爱服务来得到任何东西。
We're not expecting, we're not chanting in order to get something.
我们念诵并不是为了想去得到什么。
We're doing some service in order to get something.
我们并不是做任何服务，就是想着抱着个愿望，想要去通过这个服务得到什么东西。
Because we understand Krishna's already giving me life, he's giving me everything.
因为我们已经明白，那么 Krishna 已经给予了我们所有的一切，他给予了我生命。
So it's bhakti is unmotivated and then uninterrupted.
所以说真正的 Bhakti 是没有任何动机的，不带任何意图和目的的，以及这当是永远不会被停止中断的。
So it's not that you start and stop, start and stop.
所以说它不是你开始了又停止，开始了又停止，这种三天打鱼两天晒网的这样一种活动。
So when you come to Nishta, there's no stopping.
当你已经到达 Nishta 的阶段的时候，这个你的奉爱服就没有任何的这个中断了，就已经是彻底稳定的了。
But it takes time.
但是要到达 Nishta 的阶段是需要时间的。
Yeah, so if we're baking the cake and we're sticking in the toothpick and something is still sticking, then we know it's not ready yet.
因此当我们在去烤蛋糕的时候，要是插入根牙签看到上面还沾着有东西的话，那就表明真的这个蛋糕还没烤好呢。
Yeah, so anartha nivritti, it has some very sticky symptoms.
而 anartha nivritti 就会有这种就是这种沾上牙签的这些症状。
And Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur,In his Madhurya Kadambini, he identifies the five symptoms of anartha or ignorance.
Oh, five symptoms of anartha or ignorance. Ignorance. So, Srila
Viswanath Chakravarti.
Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. 然后他在他的这个 Madhurya Kadambini 这本书当中就描述了这个anartha nivritti 的五个症状，然后或者叫做愚昧无知属性的五个症状。
Yeah, so ignorance or being affected by simple reaction, it's the same thing.
Sir Gurumaji, could you repeat?
Being affected by ignorance or being affected by simple reactions, it's the same thing. Ignorance is the effect of simple activities.
Effect of sinful activities.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以说在这里就说到这种受到愚昧无知属性的影响，受到愚昧属性的影响和以及就是受到这个罪恶性的反应的这种影响的话呢，实际上是一回事儿。
So the five symptoms of anartha are sleep.
所以说这个 anartha不洁的五个症状的话呢，第一个就是睡眠 ，sleep.
Yes, you know, you start chanting. Yes, you start chanting. Maybe you feel right awake, but as soon as you start chanting, and immediately you feel sleepy.
所以说这个第一个症状是睡眠的话，就是你一开始念诵就开始打瞌睡。
Even though you had a good night's sleep.
即使是你前天晚上睡得挺好的。
So that's one symptom.
所以这是其中的症状之一。
Another symptom is distraction.
而第二个症状就是分心。
Right, you're chanting, but you're just easily distracted. You keep looking at your WeChat.
那么比如说你在念诵的时候就不断的去看手机，不断的看微信，那么这个你不断的被其他的东西给打扰，给分心。
And then there's indifference.
然后第三个症状就是无动于衷，或者叫做冷漠。
You're chanting, but you just don't care. You're not interested.
那你就只是念诵，但是你就是不感兴趣，然后都不在意。
Then the next symptom is still have a very strong attraction to sense gratification.
而接下来一个症状就是依然对于这个感官享乐有极大的依附，极大的这种就是欲念在里面。
Right, always hoping for future happiness. If I have this, if I have that.
总是期待着能够在未来得到幸福。如果我能得到这个，如果我能得到那个。
I don't like my partner. I have to trade him in and get another.
我不喜欢我的伴侣，所以说我得把他给换掉，换成另一个更好一点的。
This is all symptoms of ignorance of the reaction to sinful activity, previous sinful activities.
The reaction of person. 而所以说所有的这些症状的话呢，实际上都是愚昧无知的这种症状，都是我们在曾经所从事过的罪恶活动所带来的这些结果。
So I mentioned sleep.
所以说我提到了有睡眠。
Distraction.
分心。
Indifference.
无动于衷，漠不关心。
Sense attraction.
然后对于感官的这种吸引力。
So that's four.
所以这已经是四点了。
There's one more.
还有一点。
Weakness of heart.
内心的，心灵的脆弱。
So that's just lust, anger, envy.
所以说这个心灵的脆弱就是色欲、愤怒和妒忌。
Right, always complaining, always criticizing, always being envious.
总是在抱怨，总是在批评，总是心里面很有嫉妒的这种想法念头出现。
So that's under the category of weakness of heart.
所以说所有的这一切的话呢，都被归纳为是这个心灵的脆弱这个大块。
It just means we're still identified with our imaginary self that lives in the mind.
而这实际上就意味着我们还依然的去认同于，把自己认同于这个心意当中所想象出来的那个我。
Yeah, our self-image.
也就是自我形象。
Yeah, that's where the lust and the anger and the envy reside.
就在这自我形象当中，就存在了我们的色欲、愤怒和嫉妒。
But as we practice bhakti yoga.
但是随着我们持续不断的修习 bhakti 瑜伽。
And we're actually practicing according to the guidance of guru, shastra, and sadhu.
并且我们真的是根据 guru, shastra 和 sadhu 的这个指引，然后来修习这个奉爱服务的。
Consciousness becomes purified of its identification with the mind and the body.
那么慢慢的我们的知觉就会对这个从对这个物质躯体和心意的认同当中进化出来。
Like water that has been purified.
这就像是这种纯净水一样的，然后通过这个过滤的话呢，就变成纯净水了。
Water itself is pure.
水本身就是纯净的。
But sometimes it gets mixed up with dirty things.
但是有些时候水却可能会跟其他的那些杂质啊混在一起。
So it has to become purified.
所以说就水要饮用水就必须得把它给净化过滤一下才行。
Yeah, so by engaging in bhakti, according to the rules and the regulations, then consciousness becomes purified, and then we can glorify the Lord.
OK, 然后因此当我们能够遵循规章制度和要求规则来从事奉爱服务的话，那么我慢慢的我们的知觉就会得到净化，而后我们才能够真正的去荣耀主。
Yeah, then we can serve the Lord out of a sense of our fullness, not out of a sense of incompleteness.
而后当我们才能够基于这样一种完整的感觉，自己是圆满的这种感觉来服务主，而不是还依然抱着这种自己不完整，是欠缺什么，是需要得到什么的这样一种心态，这种知觉来服务主的。
Yeah, so now Ajamil, his consciousness has become purified.
那么现在在这个世界当中，就说到阿加米勒的知觉已经被净化了。
And the Vishnu Duttas, they know that.
而 Vishnu Dutta 知道这一点。
So they know this.
所以说他们知道阿加米勒在他的知觉进化之后的话呢，是非对是对于他们是非常被 Vishnu Dutta 所吸引的。
Yeah, actually, he's in love with them.
实际上，在那一刻，阿加米勒真的就是处于对这个 Vishnu Dutta 的这种极大的这种爱的爱意之中。
Yeah, so gratitude, love, they're the same thing.
因为实际上感恩感激之情和爱就是一回事儿。
Yeah, strong like. You like somebody who rescues you, don't you?
你肯定会去喜欢那个拯救了你的那个人，对吧？
Yeah, trust, appreciation, caring, they're all love.
信任、欣赏、感激以及关怀的话，这些都是爱。
And so they know if they disappear, then Ajahn Mill is going to really miss them, and that will deepen his love.
因此威士努多塔他们知道就是阿加米勒的知觉进化以后是真的是非常爱他们的，因此这个时候他们立刻消失，这样就会使得阿加米勒非常思念他们，然后也就会加深他对主和对主和对外士纳瓦的爱。
Right, this is Bhava Bhakti.
这个就是 Bhava Bhakti。
Yeah, so we're not just interested in liberation. This is beyond liberation. Now Ajahn Mill is already liberated.
我们不是只对这个解脱感兴趣的，我们感兴趣的是远远超过于这个解脱之外的这个 Bhakti。而对于阿加米勒来说就是一样的，他已经获得解脱了，但是现在他想要更多。
So cake is not enough. We have to have some.Icing and some ice cream with it.
所以说光是有蛋糕还是不够的，得在这个蛋糕上抹点这个糖霜啊，抹点冰淇淋才行。
Yeah, so now he's going to ripen his bhakti.
那么现在阿加米勒就要开始来让他的 bhakti 真正的成熟丰收了。
Yeah, so in one sense, this is, you know, a metaphor for...The jiva's experience in the material world.
A metaphor of jiva's experience in the material world. 实际上的话呢，在这个当中所提到的这个阿加米勒的这个经历的话哈，它相当于就是一个暗喻一样，一个比喻一样的，就是在暗喻这个个体灵魂在物质世界当中的体验。
Right, we ignore God somehow or other and fall into the material world.
我们忽略了主的存在，然后不知怎的，然后就堕入到了这个物质世界当中。
And basically, from that moment, we experience separation from God.
基本上从那一刻开始，我们就一直感受到和主之间的分离。
And we try and satisfy that separation by sense enjoyment.
于是我们不断的努力，不断的尝试，想要通过感官享乐来满足这种对神的这种分离之情。
But it doesn't work.
但是这样的方式却完全不起作用。
And then the longing to be with God just increases.
而后这种想要和神在一起的渴望就只会增加，不会递减。
Until really That's what's carrying us back to Godhead, and that's what's carrying us. That's why we begin spiritual life, and that's what carries us, you know, through our practice, is this wanting to reunite with God.
所以说正是这种我们想要和神再度连接，想要和神再一起的这样一种极大的愿望，才使得我们愿意开始灵性生活，使得我们能够一直在这条灵修的道路上面一直走下去。
Sachinanda Swami, he says this is like boiling water.
Sachinanda Swami 就说过，这就有点像是正在被烧开的水一样。
In order to attain Krishna, the water has to be boiling.
想要去获得 Krishna, 那么首先就要把水给烧开才行。
We have to have a strong, strong desire to be with him.
我们必须要有一种很强大的愿望，一种很强大、很强大的愿望，想要和 Krishna 在一起才行。
And that takes some cultivation.
但是这强大的愿望确实需要一些培养、发展才可以最终诞生的。
So even though Ajamil, you know, he's liberated and his life is being extended, now he's going to spend some time, cultivating his love for Krishna and his taste for the chanting of the holy name.
那么即使是阿加米勒现在已经获得了这个解脱，然后他的寿命也被延长了，但是现在他也需要花费一些时间来培养他对主的爱，来培养他对圣灵的品味。
Okay, I'm gonna. Are you okay with for time, Narayani?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, I have about. Got about 20 minutes, and then I have to go.
Okay. Guru 还有二十分钟的时间，然后他就不得不就要离开我们的课堂，所以大家现在就到了可以提问的时候了。Okay. There are quite some questions.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
我们来一起看一下今天大家问的问题。第一个是 Rajendra Das, Rajendra Prabhu 问的，感恩 Guru 精彩的讲课和 Mataji 甜美的翻译，做善事做好是算不算最后活动？ So Rajendra Prabhu is asking you that, you know, doing pious activities or doing good things, do they also count as sinful activities?
In one sense they do, because they also bind us to the material world.
从一个角度来说的话呢，做善事做好事也算是罪恶活动，因为他们会使得我们继续被捆绑在这个物质世界当中。
Yeah, and oftentimes, the motivation even for pious activities is selfish.
而且很多时候我们做善事做好事的这个动机和意图的话呢，都只不过是为了满足这个私欲而已。
We just want to enjoy the good feeling.
这种私欲就是，哎呀，我就是做好事儿，我感到很开心啊。然后这种良好的感觉，这也算是一种这种自私的行为。
Or we want, you know, respect.
或者是我们想要通过做善事来获得众人的尊重。
Basically, we're still being motivated by the false ego.
所以基本上的话，做善事依然是被这个假我拿来给主导的，这个假我在背后引发的这所有的这些活动。
Yeah, we're not asking. Attachment from our illusion.
所以我们并不是从真正的自我当中基于真正的自我来行动的，而是基于这种物质的基于幻觉，基于这个对物质的依附，然后来行动的。
So we get a good result, right? We're born rich or we're born famous, and that deepens our illusion, deepens our attachment.
因此的话，做好事做善事确实是可以使得我们来世的话呢，出生在富裕的家庭，或者是出生在明星家庭，但这个话呢，只会更加加深我们的幻觉，加深我们对物质世界的依附。
Yeah, so that kind of sukriti pious activity, that's not bhakti sukriti. There is a bhakti sukriti.
Maharaj, what does sukriti mean? It
means good result, pious result.
Pious result. 所以说这种你提到的这种 sukriti, 这种虔诚活动的话呢，所带来的良好结果，并不是 bhakti sukriti, 并不是 bhakti 的这种所带来的良好结果。
But if we chant the, you know, if we chant the holy name unknowingly,
但是如果我们即使是在不知晓的情况下念诵圣名，
or we take some prasadam unknowingly,
或者是在不知晓的情况下就荣耀了 prasadam,
or we do some service for a Vaishnav unknowingly,
或者是我们在不知晓的情况下为 Vaishnava 做了服务，
that's called bhakti unmukhi sukriti.
那么这个话呢，这些就被叫做 bhakti Umbuki Sukriti.
Yes, so, or, you know, Agyata Sukriti, unknowing it's not connected to the material world.
而且不被知晓的 Bhakti Sukriti, 虽然说它是不知晓, 但是它依然是与Bhakti相关联的, 和这个物质世界没有任何关系。
Yeah, so that's different than this pious activity that's mentioned here.
是说这种的话呢, 就和你在问问题当中提到的这种虔诚活动做好事是不一样的。
Yeah, so really Bhakti Sukriti is not within the jurisdiction of the material world, but the pious activity that's mentioned here in this verse, that's still within Maya.
Okay, 然后所以说你在这里提到的做善事做好事, 它还是依然是属于Maya的这种范畴之中, 而Bhakti Sukriti的话呢, 它是完全不属于这个物质世界的管辖范围的。
Yeah, so that Sukriti doesn't lead to Bhakti, and it leads to more illusion, so you could say it's sinful.
More illusion. 而这种做善事做好事的话呢, 是不会引发Bhakti的。 有更多的执念，那么这个也就可以说它是罪恶的。
Okay.
Next
one.
请问的 Hare Krishna， 非常感恩。我有一点不明白，请问如果启迪的时候已经从业报反应中解脱出来，为什么还会有启迪后又堕落的例子呢？为什么又会被玛雅迷惑了呢？ So this Mataji is asking that one thing I don't really understand, that if a devotee got initiation, you know, got freed from all the sinful karmic reactions, then why there are still examples of people who got initiation and later on fallen again? Why they are bewildered by Maya again?
Well, like I said, it's a gradual process.
就像我刚才讲课当中提到的，这个修习奉爱服务的话呢， 然后知觉的完全的进化是一个逐渐的过程。
So if one maintains, you know, actually follows the process, you know, you got to leave the cake in the oven.
you got to what, the cake in the oven?
You have to leave the cake in the oven. You can't take it out of the oven before it's baked.
Oh, I see. 所以说如果一个人能够真正的去遵循这个奉爱服务的休息的过程，也就是说你要烹饪蛋糕的话，烤蛋糕，那你一定得把这蛋糕放在这个烤箱里面直到它烤好为止，而不能说在它没烤好的之前就提前把它给拿出来。
Or, you know, when you chant, you really do have to be present for the holy name. Otherwise, you're not watering your bhakti plant, you're just watering the weeds of the false ego.
或者说就是当你在念诵的时候，你就必须要为主的圣名在那一刻临在的那种状态，真正的去听到圣名的这样一种状态来念诵。那如果不是的话呢，那在走时候的时候，那只不过就是你把这个圣名念诵的这个水都浇在了这个没有浇在 bhakti 的幼苗上面，但是却浇在了你的假我的这些杂草上面。
Yeah, so in order to advance in bhakti, we have to be very determined, you know, to be present for Krishna, to leave the mind and to live in the self.
To leave the mind. 因此的话呢，要想在 bhakti 当中真正的进步、真正的前进，那我们就必须要有极大的决心，能够在念诵的时候或者在任何时候都能够真正为 Krishna 而临在。 能够真正愿意去离开心意的世界，活在自我的真相之中。
But the beauty of bhakti is that once you begin, eventually you will complete it. You will become perfected.
Once you begin, eventually you will complete it. You will perfect it. 而修习奉爱瑜伽，而修习做奉爱服务的大美之处，就在于一旦你开始进行奉爱服务，那么最终
So in the beginning, you know, do all the practices and all the rituals, but we're still maintaining our material ego.
因此在休息的最开始阶段，我们可能会做到各种各样的服务啊，各种各样的这些仪式等等，但是却依然还维系着这个假我。
So we're not really serving Krishna.
所以在这种状态，我们并没有真正的在服务 Krishna。
But, you know, we did a little bit of service.
但是我们确实也做了一丁点的这个服务。
And so that can never be lost.
而这种做出来的一丁点的服务是永远不会消失的。
And we'll give opportunities again in this life or in the next.
而我们做出来的这一丁点服务就会给予我们机会，然后在今生或者在来世，然后继续修行下去。
And in each time, you know, we'll begin where we left off and make more progress.
没有吗？而每一次当我们再次捡起这个奉爱服务的时候，那么我们就会在自己之前停止的那一块，然后继续往前，然后取得更多的进步。
So, I mean, theoretically, we can surrender to Krishna at any moment and become perfected.
从理论上来说，我们可以在任何一个时刻完全的向主臣服，然后完全的就是向主臣服，任何一个时刻都可以做到的。
Or it may take us, you know, this life or a few more.
但实际上的话呢，却可能是需要这一生，然后或者是还有好几世的这个生命，然后才能够最终完全的臣服于主 Krishna。
But once one comes to bhakti, even one who's immature, it's a glorious thing because one has finally really come to the end of the road as far as the material world goes. So the reason, you know, devotees fall down or they don't appear to transform or improve is because we're still holding on. We're not really letting go.
OK, 而之所以会有奉献者堕落，或者是看起来就是都没有发生什么改变啊，或者是没有取得任何进步的原因，就在于我们依然还紧抓住不放，依然还不愿意放手。OK, 所以就刚才的问题问完了，回答完了，我们来看下一个 Vidavati Mataji 的问题。 Hare Krishna, 顶拜帕布，感恩翻译，怎么做才是主动的去臣服咕噜？这种臣服只对自己的咕噜还是所有的咕噜？ So Vidavati Mataji is asking that how to do you know, you say about surrendering take proactive steps to surrender to the guru. What to do? What should I do to actively surrender to guru? And this kind of surrendering is only to my guru or to all sorts of guru, to all the gurus, spiritual masters?
Well, ultimately, the guru is one. The guru is Krishna.
最终来说的话呢，guru只有一，guru就是 Krishna.
And the guru is only guru because he teaches Krishna's teachings and follows them.
而 guru 之所以会成为灵性导师，是由于他教导的都是 Krishna 的教导，然后并且他自己在遵循 Krishna 的教导。
Yeah, so Krishna says, "Surrender unto me."
所以说 Krishna 说向我臣服。
And that means fully depend upon Krishna.
而这就意味着我完全的去。依靠于 Krishna.
In other words, to give up the false self and assume your real self as the servant of Krishna.
换言之，也就是放弃这个虚假的自我，而开始接受真正的自我的这个身份，那就是作为 Krishna 的永恒的仆人的身份。
And the guru also says, surrender to Krishna.
并且 guru 也说要向主臣服。
And exemplifies that in his life.
并且以他自己作为例子来向我们展示出来怎么样能够向 Krishna 臣服。
Yeah, so it's a state of consciousness.
所以说这是一种知觉的状态。
So that, you know, because of, you know, our ignorance, it doesn't happen overnight. Although some who are ready to surrender and surrender, you know, it seems to appear to have happened in one moment, but it was an accumulation of lifetimes of bhakti.
Oh, lifetime of bhakti.So when you say happen overnight,
yes. You mean it appears, you know, to suddenly, you know, somebody surrenders to Krishna, but it was a gradual process. We just didn't see everything they did before.
I see. Okay. 所以说看起来可能是一个人突然之间，然后就向主臣服了，然后就觉得好像这种臣服，向主臣服的话，向Guru臣服就是这种。一瞬间就可以做到的事儿，但实际上我们根本没有看到这个人他在他的前世到底投入多少的精力，投入多少的时间，多少的心血，然后来最终的，然后发展自己，最终的到达这个灵性的这一块，灵性进步的这一块。Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You finish this question?、
Yeah.
OK, 那我们再来看下一个问题。小小的仆人图图问的，顶拜亲爱的 Guru Dev, 梵歌 7.28 要旨说，要想获得解脱，就必须服务奉献者，与物质主义者搅在一起，就是走在通向最黑暗的路上。奉献者在成为奉献者之前，也都是物质主义者。这种服务的界限如何去界定呢 ？So,this Mataji is asking that in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 7 chapter 28, it says in order to have liberation, one must serve devotees. And if a person gets entangled with materialists, then it's really on the way to the darkest darkness. And then devotees, however, when...Before they become devotees, they were also materialists. And how to define the boundaries of such services?
Well, it's very similar to what Rishabhdev says to his sons.
Rishabhdev. 所以说这个跟 Rishabhdev 和他的儿子所说的话是非常相似的。
He says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahurvi Muktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam Mahantas Te Sama Chita Prasanta Vimanya Vasurida Sarvuya. He says that Dwaram is a door. Dwaram in Sanskrit means door. It means like a door, open a door.
Okay.A door is like a door?
Yeah, Dwaram.
Dwaram,
Yes. It sounds like the English door.
okay, sorry, Guruji, please continue.
Mahat Sevam Dwaram. It means when you serve devotees, the door to liberation opens for you.
Opens to you. 所以说这个 Vishabhdev 所说的这句话当中就说到，当你对奉献者进行服务的时候，那么解脱的大门就向你打开了。
Then he says, similarly, there's a door of ignorance, tamo dwaram.
他们同样的也有这样一个愚昧的这扇大门，那么愚昧的这扇大门叫做 tamo dwaram.
So if you associate with materialistic people, those who are not interested in awakening, but just simply want to stay in the material world.
Then you go the
he
door.
He said, that's the Tamo dorm. That's the door of ignorance. That opens for you.
Okay. 而相反，如果你要是和那些物质主义者和那些就是对于神对于灵性完全不感兴趣的人然后只想待在物质世界当中的这些人打交道的话那么这个愚昧的这扇大门就是向你敞开了
And then he says then he explains what is a Mahatma how do you know you know how do you a sadhu
嗯然后他就向你解释到这个世界当中解释到谁才算作 Mahatma 谁才是非常伟大的奉献者呢
So he lists some qualities that we can look for.
所以说他就列举了一些品质是我们可以去观察的这些品质。
It's always present and equal.
Always present and equal.、Yeah. 所以说第一种品质就是总是是平等的态度就是平等的对待众生的态度然后总是临在的这样一种状态
Yeah, he treats everyone equally because he sees their spirit souls
这样一个人能够平等的对待所有人因为所有的众生因为每一个生命都是在灵性上都是平等的都是主的一部分
And because he's awake in the present he's very peaceful and happy
而并且他在当下此刻是觉醒的的因此他总是是平和的喜悦的
And he doesn't become angry at others
跟愤怒之情的
But he's friendly to everyone
但他却是对每个人都非常友善
Yeah, so we want to associate with that kind of devotee
所以说我们想要和这样的奉献者联谊
And then the door of liberation will open for us.
然后这样这个解脱的大门就会朝向我们敞开。
And if we associate with materialistic persons, even devotees, that, then the door of ignorance opens for us.
而如果我们要是和物质主义者或者是有很严重的物质倾向的奉献者这样联谊，我们敞开。
Yeah, so we can't judge.We have to judge by what they say and how they act. And are they kind? Fault finders.
因此的话我们不能够通过一个人穿的衣服就来判断这个人是值得联谊的还是不值得联谊的。而我们必须要去观察一下这个人的言语他的行动他是不是充满善意的是不是很有爱心的还是说他是这种就是内心很阴暗的或者是总是不断的找别人茬挑错的。Okay?
Okay, yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, okay. Right. 下一个问题啊菲儿。把灵修比作烤蛋糕烤蛋糕有烤焦烤糊的时候灵修会不会也有什么情况能把自己烤焦烤糊 So Fair is asking that you know she likes the metaphor that you used as you know we're like baked cakes you know, being baked and some but when we actually bake cakes the cakes can also sometimes like be overheated oroverly, you know, baked. So, in a similar way, will our spiritual practice also in certain occasions, bake us too much?
No. You can't have too much bhakti.
就是说是不会把我们烤焦烤糊的你是不会有这种太多是不可能会有这种过多的 bhakti 的。
Yeah, I mean, real bhakti is unmotivated, right?
因为真正的 bhakti 是不含有任何私人动机的，对吧？
Yeah, so we begin bhakti from fullness, not from incompleteness.
因此我们是基于一种完整感，一种圆满的感觉来进行奉爱服务的，而不是一种不完整、欠缺的这种感觉来进行真正的奉爱服务。
Yeah, so...We always have to remember the priorities that Prabhupada gave us.
所以说我们必须要时常记忆帕帕给予我们的这个优先事项的这样一个叫做顺序。
First is health, maintain your health.
那么首先第一项就是维系好我们的身体健康。
Then sadhana.
然后才是 sadhana.
And then service.
然后才是服务。
Yeah, so, we have to do our best, you know, to eat right, sleep right, not overwork, and take time for relaxation.
因此我们要尽自己最大努力的让自己吃好睡好，然后不要过度的工作，不要老是加班，然后并且要给予自己时间来好好的休息放松一下。
Right, take care of our families.
并且照顾好家人。
That's part of health.
所以照顾好家人也是这个优先事项的第一项，就是这个照顾好健康当中的一部分。
Right, to stay healthy, we have to balance our time.
要想让自己保持健康的状态，我们就必须要平衡地分配好自己的时间。
And then sadhana, we still have to keep our promise to Krishna and the spiritual master.
而 sadhana 的话呢，就是我们要好好的去维系去维系我们对于 Krishna 和对于 Guru 所许下的诺言。
And then if we, you know, after that, if we can do some service, that's nice.
然后在此之后，如果我们都能把前面的两项做好，那么我们就如果有时间就来做服务。
But if we're just doing service and not taking care of ourselves, we cannot maintain, you know, that will not go on for very long.
但是如果我们只是做服务，但却完全没有照顾好自己的话，那么这样的一种状态是不可能持续得了很久的。
Then we're like the shooting star.
那这个时候我们就会像流星一样。
Yeah, a very bright flash and then it disappears.
这个夜晚当中的流星突然一瞬间是非常耀眼的，但是一瞬间之后就消失不见了。
So we want, Prabhupada says he wants, he doesn't want shooting stars, he wants moons.
Moons.
Yeah.
So Papa 曾经说过，他不想要有流星，他想要的是月亮，有很多很多的月亮。
Yeah, steady and bright.
对，月亮就是这种很稳定的散发出美丽的光芒，对吧？
Okay, thank you, Kay.
谢谢菲尔的问题。Okay, there are two more. Okay. 好，接下来是 Sumuti Radha Mataji 问的问题。感恩 Guru 精彩的讲课和 Mataji 甜美的翻译。转发提问，我已经脱壁了 Guru, 并坚持16圈一年以上，但是觉得自己还有很多的欲望，担心没法严格遵守基本原则。丈夫儿子在家抽烟喝酒，我非常反感，有时还有性要求。我为这些困扰不敢接受启迪，怕伤害 Guru, 但是自己又时刻被过往业报罪恶业报所折磨，很痛苦，我该怎么做才好呢？有时觉得很无助。Okay, so Sumuki Radha Mataji is asking on behalf of another devotee. So this Mataji is saying that she has already taken shelter of the spiritual master and continues chanting 16 rounds over a year, but still feeling that she has a lot of desires, worried that she might not be able to follow the four regulative principles, and the husband and the son both smoke and drink alcohol at home, and which she finds very repulsive. And sometimes the husband also has sexual requirements from her. So she's, you know, just being bothered by all these things and feeling not being ready to have initiation because she doesn't want her to the guru, you know, have negative impact on the guru. But then for herself, she's pretty often tortured by the past sinful reactions and feeling miserable. So what can she do? She feels very, sometimes she feels very helpless.
Well, connection with the spiritual master begins by taking shelter, so she's already connected.
所以说回答这位 Mataji 的问题，就是当您已经脱壁了一位灵性导师之后，那么你在他那一脱壁，你和他之间的这个连接就建立了，而并不是说从启迪的时候才建立的。
Chanting the holy name relieves you of all sinful reactions.
Relieve you from all sinful action. 而念诵圣名的话呢，也会使得你能够从这些所有的罪恶活动的业报当中能够逐渐解脱出来。
So if you can follow the four regulative principles, that means you're not committing more sinful reactions. So gradually you become free.
而如果你能遵循好四项规范原则，那么这就意味着你并没有再去做更多的这些罪恶活动。那么渐渐的，你遵循四项规范原则的话呢，就会使得你，sorry, Gurmaj, what's the last part? You know.
Gradually, you become free of ignorance. You become free of material desires, and you become happy.
那么只要你能够继续的去遵循这种思想规范原则，那就意味着你并没有去做更多的活动来制造出更多的罪恶的业报。那么这就意味着渐渐的，你就能够从这个物质欲望当中解脱出来，就能够变得更加快乐。
It's our commitment to the spiritual master and to following the orders that's the real initiation. That's what changes us, not the ceremony.
所以说并不是我们启迪的那个仪式然后才会改变我们，而是说当我们能够真正的去遵循灵性导师的训谕，然后真正的去念诵，然后并且去这个遵循思想规范原则，尽自己最大努力的来做，那么这个时候我们的这种连接就开始了，跟咕噜的连接开始了，并且我们自己真正的发生改变，而不是说只是你启迪的这个仪式使得你发生改变。
It's not likeToday, the day before initiation, I'm still caught in the cycle of sinful reactions. But tomorrow, after my initiation, it's all going to go away.
所以这并不是说就是在启迪的前一天，我还依然陷在这个罪恶活动的这个循环业报当中，然后启迪之后，然后我就立马的从这个罪恶活动当中彻底就解脱出来，就自由了，并不是这样子的。
However, on the day you get initiated, you know, you make a vow to follow the four regulative principles and to chant 16 rounds for the rest of your life, and there's some power in that that helps you, you know, resist the temptations of Maya, you know, afterwards.
但是的话呢，在起的时候你许下这样一个诺言，要去遵循四项原则，要去在余生当中遵循四项原则，然后以及去每天练诵16圈，那么这就会给予你力量，使得你能够在以后的人生当中去能够真正的去抗拒，叫做抗拒玛雅的这个诱惑。
Yeah, so if you need to discuss this, you know, with your spiritual master, butIf you feel like you can follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds and you're willing to commit to that, then if he agrees to initiate you, then you should go ahead.
Discuss this and you feel like you can do all these things and you're willing to, willing to follow them, and then the guru agrees and he will be initiating you.
Otherwise, you can wait till you feel like you can make that commitment.
所以说的话呢，你可以和你的咕噜和你的灵性导师讨论这一点，如果你觉得自己已经做好准备，可以遵循四项规范原则，可以练诵16圈的话，那么这个时候咕噜就可以同意来给予你启迪，但是如果你还觉得自己并没有准备好，那么可以再继续的这个坚持一下，继续的坚持下去，直到最后自己能够准备好来接受启迪。
Yeah, and as far as your son and your husband, you're not responsible for what they do. You just don't want to follow in their footsteps.
然后至于你提到你的丈夫和儿子的话呢，他们做什么，你并不对他们所做出的事情承担起任何的责任，只要你不去追随他们的脚步就行了。
Yeah, so...You know, even if you don't get initiated right away, if you're following the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, and you're connected, you know, to your guru, through Shiksha, through his instructions, then you're going to make progress. And just taking initiation isn't like.
Okay. feel everything. 所以说即使是你可能无法立刻就被启迪，但是的话呢，你能够一直坚持的努力的去遵循思想规范原则，能够每天念诵16圈，然后继续维系和灵性导师之间的连接，通过去遵循灵性导师的训语来维系和灵性导师之间的连接，那么你就会在灵性当中取得很多的进步，而并不是说这个启迪就相当于是魔法一样的，这个魔棒一挥，然后你立刻的什么都被治愈了，然后所有的问题都不见了，消失了，是吧？并不是这样的一种很神奇的这样一种事情。
Okay, I actually kind of gotta go. Is there still one more?
Yeah, just one more. Okay. Okay, 我们来看接下来的这个问题。这位手机 YY 新人问的问题，顶拜您的莲花主，请问您，我们在与奉献者联谊的过程中，怎么选择与什么样的奉献者联谊呢？ So this devotee, what kind of, how should we choose to associate with what kind of devotees?
Well, you should choose to associate with those devotees who,
Krishna, 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 Krish